Sexton couldn't believe his eyes. With the room starting to spin around him, he flipped to the final page. A photo of a rock containing metallic bubbles that looked exactly like those in the meteorite. Shockingly, the accompanying description said the rock was the product of oceanic volcanism. A rock from the ocean? Sexton wondered. But NASA said chondrules form only in space. Sexton set the sheets down on his desk and collapsed in his chair. It had taken him only 15 seconds to piece together everything he was looking at. The implications of the images on the papers were crystal clear. Anyone with half a brain could see what these photos proved. The NASA meteorite is a fake. No day in Sexton's career had been filled with such extreme highs and lows. Today had been a roller coaster ride of hope and despair. Sexton's bafflement over how this enormous scam could possibly have been pulled off evaporated into irrelevance when he realized what the scam meant for him politically. When I go public with this information, the presidency is mine. In his upwelling of celebration, Senator Sedgwick Sexton had momentarily forgotten his daughter's claim that she was in trouble. "Rachel is in danger," Gabriel said. "Her note says NASA and the White House are trying to..." Sexton's fax machine suddenly began ringing again. Gabriel wheeled and stared at the machine. Sexton found himself staring, too. He couldn't imagine what else Rachel could be sending him. More proof? How much more could there be? This is plenty. When the fax machine answered the call, however, no pages came through. The machine, detecting no data signal, had switched to its answering machine feature. "Hello," Sexton's outbound message crackled. "This is the office of Senator Sedgwick Sexton. If you are trying to send a fax, you may transmit at any time. If not, you may leave a message at the tone." Before Sexton could pick up, the machine beeped.
"Senator Sexton."
The man's voice had a lucid rawness to it.
"This is William Pickering, Director of the National Reconnaissance Office. You're probably not in the office at this hour, but I need to speak immediately."
He paused as if waiting for someone to pick up. Gabrielle reached to pick up the receiver. Sexton grabbed her hand and violently yanked it away. Gabrielle looked stunned.
"But that's the director of..."
"Senator,"
Pickering continued, sounding almost relieved that no one had picked up.
"I'm afraid I am calling with some very troubling news. I've just received word that your daughter Rachel is in extreme danger. I have a team trying to help her as we speak. I cannot talk in detail about the situation on the phone, but I was just informed that she may have faxed you some data relating to the NASA meteorite. I haven't seen the data, nor do I know what it is. But the people threatening your daughter have just warned me that if you or anyone goes public with the information, your daughter will die. I'm sorry to be so blunt, sir. I do it for clarity's sake. Your daughter's life is being threatened. If she has indeed faxed you something, do not share it with anyone. Not yet. Your daughter's life depends on it. Stay where you are. I will be there shortly."
He paused.
"With luck, Senator, all of this will be resolved by the time you wake up. If, by chance, you get this message before I arrive at your office, stay where you are and call no one. I am doing everything in my power to get your daughter back safely."